Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning. Happy 4th of July. Here we are on Independence Day. We've got Dr. Ben Franklin joining us for the show, through the entire show, and our very good friend and a friend of all Floridians, Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasilinda. You stay with me. This is going to be fun.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
So here we are once again on this beautiful Saturday, the 4th of July. Here within the next hour or so, we hope you'll stay with me, because we've got Representative from District 9, House Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasilinda, our good friend, and your friend. If you don't know this already, she really has a keen devotion, I think, to the people of Florida, certainly her own people that she represents here in District 9. But what an able spokesperson she is when it comes down to the business of government, particularly the business of the Florida legislature. And haven't we had a rather momentous session this year, with the session having been halted or expired, and then a second effort made to try to pass a state budget. Well, she's going to bring us a little bit of backstory on all of that, and this business of compromising over issues of the day, right? How that is really part of that is the business of the legislature, to take this confluence of all these ideas, all of this that we are trying to get done for as many people as we can, and make it make sense, and then to try to fund all of that. So reading from some of the writings of late, particularly in relation to the 130 laws that were passed, a lot of them may have gone without notice because they focus on smaller issues, we might say, but might have a larger effect. We're going to talk with Representative Raywinkle Vasilinda in that regard. The one that I was most fond of course, you might imagine, was the passage of this law that allows for the 64-ounce beer container known as a growler, right? You know about growlers. Well, now you can get them filled at breweries. That's now legal in Florida. If you are going to buy an American flag, it's going to have to be made in the United States if it's going to be sold in Florida. So look at that. Plus, if you're a gun club member, you don't have to pay sales tax on your gun club membership. So I see there were some little things that got done. But some of the bigger things had to do with decades-old a ban on gay adoption. That'll no longer be in the statutes. Children can secretly record sexual abusers, and law enforcement agencies cannot any longer require officers to issue any preset number of tickets. See? So there's no quota there for them. Well, look at that. at least one of the new laws has an uncertain future, and that has to do with this 24-hour waiting period for women seeking abortions. It was approved largely along party lines, and now it's going to be facing a challenge from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, is going to be challenging that, wants to put it on hold while, or it has been put on hold while this lawsuit proceeds. So that remains open. Meanwhile, the budget did get passed, a record budget, $78.2 billion, the largest in state history. It was approved, and it happened in spite of the fact that lawmakers just failed to come together on health care spending issues during the regular session. That package, that budget, includes boosts in funding for public schools, universities, and colleges. Then there's the Agency of Persons with Disabilities. It'll cover repairs to 94 bridges and the replacement of 16 other bridges. It also includes $38.5 million for the protection of the state's natural springs and $15 million for Florida Forever, which is a land buying and natural resource protection effort. Anyway, so there's a lot going on there, and you can read more about that. There's an article that I've posted from the News Service of Florida, Jim Turner, the author, having to do with these 130 new laws now in effect. So if you want to read that for yourself, you can go to TallahasseeTalks.com and you can download that PDF file and read it there for yourself. Other announcements around the day having to do with 4th of July. Of course, we are celebrating with not only Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda, our dear friend, but as well, Dr. Benjamin Franklin will be with us here. And he will regale us with stories from days gone by and his reflections on this nasty business of finding government that will be for the people and by the people. In other words, how do we go about creating such a thing out of nothing? Well, that's what they did, right? When they came together to sign this Declaration of Independence, it was done at the risk of life and limb. I mean, they were treasonous for having signed this declaration. But where did the document come from? I mean, who came up with this idea? Came across an article earlier in the week that I thought was rather cleverly presented by a guy named David Lee. He's a marketing guy, right? But it's a self-described historian, a soldier. He was in the Army for many years. And he says, you know, when you look at how the Declaration of Independence was written and then forwarded to the people, it's one of the greatest marketing campaigns ever launched. Well, think about that. The idea for independence among us as a people was not new with the signing. It started back with Thomas Paine when he published this first edition of what it was titled Common Sense. That was on January 10th of 1776. Within 6 months, approximately 250,000 copies had been sold. So here was this idea of us operating and living and existing as a free nation that was forwarded with the publication of this Common Sense from Thomas Paine. Considering that the population at the time was about 2.5 million people, that means that 10% of the population owned a copy of the book, and then even more had probably had it read to them or read it for themselves by the time that the Continental Congress would gather. So what this guy is saying is, how is it that July 4th is identified as our birthday? I mean, you know, the Revolutionary War was fought from 1775 to 1783. That's quite a stretch. The Constitution wasn't adopted until 1787. And yet we celebrate July 4th as the birth of this country. Why? Well, in the words of this author, he says, we're celebrating the birth of a very great idea. And so we've asked Dr. Franklin to join us in helping us better understand those days, the formation of that idea. And then again, our very good friend and able spokesperson, Representative Ray Winkle Vasalinda, to bring us up to date on the current experiment we call America in this day and age when we are faced with no fewer challenges among us in the discourse of public ideas and how we care for one another. It's what we do here, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We've got Miriam Dady standing by. She's going to be with us in short order with another segment of the Business Spotlight for the day. Hope you're having a great 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, my friend. You stay with me.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Sendout Cards.
Good morning, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady with Business Spotlight. Once again, I am bringing the arts to the business world. I have with me Mike Cruz, who is a wildlife artist, also pretty darn good at capturing your pets from photographs. And Mike, we've been friends a while. Thank you for coming and being here. And I want you to tell Tallahassee and everybody who's listening a little bit about what you've done and how you started doing drawings and paintings.
Thanks for having me today. And just as a young boy in school, I just had a knack for art and I enjoyed it. So I did it. And I'd say for the last 50 years, I've been doing it off and on. And I traveled for a living. And that's when I really started doing a lot of my art. Is sitting in a motel room in, you know, Podunk, USA, waiting for the next day.
Come on, really? So all your art was probably small 8.5 by 11 or smaller than that?
I did some larger ones, but I did it in acrylic so I could throw it in the car the next day and didn't have to worry about it drying and all that stuff.
So. That's a hard medium. I know enough that acrylic is very unforgiving.
You've got chance after chance because you can always overpaint. So I find it better suited for me than oils or even watercolor.
When you say you traveled for a living, what did you do?
I sold floor covering for the manufacturers for 40 years.
Okay, so a lot of hotel rooms.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of stationery in the top drawer.
And all kinds of time.
And why animals? You were just good at it? Love them?
I just like the outdoors. I've hunted all my life. I grew up hunting and fishing and just being outside. So I just started in using wildlife as my medium.
What's your favorite animal to capture?
But any type of bird. I seem to gravitate towards the birds more than the mammals. Now I've done all the other stuff, but birds are my specialty, really.
Yeah, I can attest because the wild turkey, at least one, you've got so many that are so captivating, but you've got this tom turkey that's fully strutting. Expressing and strutting that is just so detailed and so beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
Did you use any kind of reference for that? Because your details are so
accurate. Photographs. Uh-huh. Either that I took or someone else took. I have a buddy down in South Florida that we just got together, and he's been taking wildlife photographs for a long time, and we're trying to get together and use some of his photographs. So that's what I normally use, yes.
Yeah, that's neat. There's a festival every year from St. Mark's to Panama City, I think, and artists begin the day with their paintbrushes, and they paint something that they can witness, whether it's a woodpecker on the side of a pine tree or the marsh. And it's really interesting. It would be a lot of pressure because you just have to go out, find something that will sit still long enough for you to paint it.
Right, and not use a photograph. That's
right.
Yeah. Painting from nature.
And sure. And then, of course, at the end of this festival, they display, you know, you'll see just a beautiful mud puddle that has a Coke bottle and a Folgers coffee can in it, and they captured it.
Yeah, you know, I'm just starting to find out the art shows and things like that since I've, you know, trying to retire. Mm-hmm. We're planning on going to some art shows and things like that, which I'd love to do. So I'm just getting into that.
How would people get in touch with you?
The best way is through my website. My mm-hmm. daughter helped me and set it up and everything. It's Mike Cruse, and it's K-R-U-S-E, art.com. MikeCruseArt.com. It's got my phone number. It's got everything, the ways to contact me on there.
Okay, so Mike, M-I-K-E, K-R-U-S-E,
correct.
A-R-T.
Art, yes.
I want everybody to go see this website because if you click on gallery, is it gallery? Mm-hmm. Yes. If you click on gallery, you can take thumbnails of different works that Mike has done. Are these ones that have been sold, I'm assuming? Some of them.
Most of them are my limited edition prints.
Oh.
I have 16 limited edition prints in different numbers of mm-hmm. those. And then also there's a section on originals that I have done for like pet portraits and things that have been sold. Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a mixture of both.
So you can get a flavor of what Mike has already done. You can get in touch with him if you want something specific. Something, since we've known each other for some time, Mike, something I know about you is you served in Vietnam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
4th of July weekend for all your sacrifice for our country. And you were a helicopter pilot, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I flew. This has been in my mind for a while. I have not done it yet, but I've been thinking about doing something like that, dedicated to the guys I knew and everything, some type of aviation, and specifically the Huey helicopter and, you know, Vietnam's.
I think for those of us that have loved ones that have served, we want to know what their view was. And I think for those that served in helicopters, to be able to see and share that experience with other guys, I think that would be wonderful. Mm. And I've never seen anything like it. So
yeah, no,
I encourage you.
There are a couple guys that do a lot of that. You mm-hmm. know, they're real, and they're very good at it and everything. Mm-hmm. But that's been in the back of my head, and it's something I really want to do. So I'm going to give it a try.
There is a museum dedicated to the Army at Fort Benning. Have you been there?
No. I've been to the one at Fort Rucker, which is the aviation museum.
Oh,
so we've been
okay.
there. We had a reunion 2 years in a row. We had reunions at Fort Rucker. And I say we, the people in my unit in Vietnam. So, you know.
Well, thank you for that. I encourage you to start drawing that because I'd love to see that. And I might dig out a photograph of my sweet Weimaraner that has passed away. And I want you to take a look and see what you can come up with.
Be glad to.
Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to get in touch with Mike Cruse at mikecruseart.com, and that's K-R-U-S-E, and take a look at some of the artwork he's done and see if that's something that resonates with you. Mike, thank you for being here with me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I want to thank everybody else out there and all you entrepreneurs. Look over your shoulder because I am looking to put you in the Tallahassee spotlight. Thank you so much. Signing off.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Todd Cutlip, General Manager of Browning Moving and Logistics in Tallahassee.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
It is July the 4th. We are celebrating America's independence right along with you, my friend, and we're glad you're with us. We have such a great show here today as we take a bit of a different angle on what we normally do around here with Tallahassee Talks. We have decided that we're going to unfurl all of our red, white, and blue. We've got watermelon and fireworks, and we've got some fiery people who have joined us. Representative Michelle Ray Winkle-Vasalinda will be with us throughout the entire show. She is a House Representative for District 9 and known by many and certainly a friend of this show. Glad to have her with us, and she'll fire us up with news of the recent activities of the Florida legislature and the governor and laws that have been passed, those that were vetoed. It's been an interesting year for the legislative session and for those legislators who were close to being able to come to a budget, and then they weren't, and then they came back. And so we'll get all that from Michelle. Meanwhile, the other fiery individual that we've invited to join us again, the very well-known Dr. Benjamin Franklin, is here. And, of course, we know that Lloyd Wheeler, local historian and actor, has for many years brought us this engaging, charming portrayal of Dr. Franklin. So let's welcome him to our show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well, Brian. And I must say it is quite a pleasure to be here. And, of course, at my age, it's a pleasure to be anywhere.
Yeah, let's see. By my last count, you're now 308 years old.
Yes.
We stopped
yes.
counting at 300, I suppose.
Well, for many of us, we stopped counting much earlier than that.
And
what's in a number?
We really don't care about numbers this morning, because what we know, except for one number, and that would be the 4th of July, when we are celebrating our Declaration of Independence.
It is.
And how appropriate for you to be here in that, huh?
I feel most privileged, and I must say, July the 4th in 1776 was the date that the signatures started being put on the documents.
That's true, isn't it?
The Congress
yes.
Accepted our declaration and passed it on the 2nd of July, which Mr. John Adams, and many others thought would be a day of celebration, but be it the 2nd or the 4th, we are celebrating a new nation.
And in fact, it was that Declaration of Independence that was the very essence of it, a simple idea, wasn't it? And so tell us how that all came about, I suppose.
Well, we, the American people, started to realize, especially after the late unpleasantries with France and the Indians, that we were being denied our rights as Englishmen. We were being considered second-class citizens to the English Empire.
Yeah.
We had to fight for everything we had. We were considered ruffians, rubes.
And in that respect, this was having a very damaging effect on the colonies.
It was. In fact, we were even denied our own manufacturing.
Huh.
The only thing we were good for in the eyes of Britain was supplying fodder, the raw materials to be shipped to England, and then we were allowed to buy our products back as a finished good. A man in Boston, for example, could not legally manufacture hats and sell them in another colony. Wow. They had to have been shipped to England first, put a stamp on, and then shipped back to, say, New York or Philadelphia or even Charleston to be sold. What good is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can a people progress? How can they maintain their livelihood?
Oftentimes, I think we have a very distilled view of this whole process, and we forget that there were many, many different parts and pieces, not the least of which was the actual composition of the Declaration. Thomas Jefferson was entrusted with that duty, but his writing was actually aided by a lot of other people, too. Is that right?
It was. Mr. Jefferson was part of a committee of five, including myself and Mr. Adams, Mr. Sherman of Connecticut, and we gave Mr. Jefferson the basis of what we thought the delegates and the Congress and the people that we, all of the Congress, represented. Mr. Jefferson, borrowing on the words of Locke and William Pitt of England, formed his own ideas, which I think quite well gave the sentiment of the American people. 29 charges against King George III as to what he and the Privy Council were doing against the American people. For example, sir, if you are accused of a crime, as an Englishman, as an American, you are assured of having your trial in the locale that the crime was taken to be tried by a jury of your peers.
Right.
The Privy Council and the King would not allow that. If you were accused of a crime, you were to be removed to England for the trial. How would you provide your witnesses? How would you provide your proof of innocence 3,000 miles away, 6 months away by ship? It was known that you would be, in fact, found guilty in England.
For us, in this time, those are rights and privileges provided under our Constitution that we take for granted.
They were rights and privileges granted to us through Magna Carta and the English Constitution, but we were denied those rights because we were not considered English citizens.
So they weren't even staying within the law of the day or the rule of the day.
Absolutely not.
I see. Well, that helps explain a lot as far as why these upstarts, these rebels, these rebellious colonists were able to form this sort of coalition then. It wasn't just any one individual. This was happening.
Absolutely not. People from all 13 colonies banded together. You hear of resolutions from villages out in the frontier of Massachusetts, of North Carolina, of Western Virginia, all denouncing English rule and declaring their own independence.
Right, right.
Jefferson's document.
Interesting, too, that
brought us all together.
Jefferson then was penning this document. He was being assisted then from these others who were part of the committee. You, along with John Adams, had a significant role, I think, in really trying to sell the idea, because it was just an idea, right, that had to be propagated among the colonists.
It was spreading in pockets throughout the colonies, but it took something to bring it all together so that everyone in the colonies and everyone in the world, our declaration was a document that informed the world why we were throwing off the shackles of a king.
And in fact, that document remains as an inspiration to democracies all around the world, does it not?
I would hope it would, yes.
Well, folks, here we have Dr. Benjamin Franklin, who has graciously joined us on this celebration of independence for our great nation here on July 4th. Happy Independence Day to you, my friend. We're glad that you've joined us. We're going to continue with the good doctor throughout the show. If you will, sir, are you willing and able to stay with us?
I do have...
watermelon.
I do have things to do.
Watermelon
later this
and fireworks.
But, well, some watermelon. But I must say, it is as hot here now in the beginning of July as it has ever been that I've seen in August in Philadelphia.
Yes.
City.
Well, get ready, because it's going to get even hotter. I'm afraid, folks, wherever you are this morning as you prepare for the day's festivities, just know that Dr. Franklin is right there with you,
and the heat will come throughout of the collar as well. I must say, sir.
Yes, yes. With all the garb that you have about you, your waistcoat and your hat. I suppose this will be a challenge.
Oh, it is all good American wool.
Ah, thank you very much. Folks, stay with me. We've got more with Dr. Franklin coming up, and we're celebrating our independence. Happy
Huzzah.
July 4th. Yes.
In business, time is money. And in times like these, money is tight. Every second counts. Downtime can be deadly. That's why Tallahassee business owners trust the good guys. Lawson & Lawson Electrical Services. They keep business up and running hard with reliable, proven, first-time right service. Lighting, expansion, maintenance, replacement, repairs, and installations. Lawson & Lawson giving business owners and homeowners better solutions, too, with energy-efficient green ideas to help squeeze every penny. That's what business owners need, and that's why they call Lawson & Lawson Electrical Services. And you should, too. Don't waste precious time. Trust the good guys at Lawson & Lawson Electrical Services. Call 562-4111 or on the web at llelectrical.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
It is the 4th of July. You are undoubtedly looking forward to a wonderful day of celebration. All the good things going on around town and around the region. We have the grill fired up here. We have fireworks and watermelon on hand. And some wonderful guests. If you've just tuned in, you know that we have the very lovely representative, District 9, for the House, the People's House, we'll say, here in Florida. Representative Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda has joined us. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good. I'm looking forward to a great day today on
it's,
July 4th.
It's fantastic, is it not?
It
to
is
be
absolutely
celebrating
fantastic.
Independence Day. And as one able writer pointed out, while we recognize this as our birthday, it was the birth of an idea, wasn't it?
And there's nothing more powerful than an idea. And that is what we celebrate today.
Yeah.
And that's around the world. I think people look to us and still look to our birthday and the birth of this idea for inspiration.
Somebody said of Tallahassee that our resources, our natural resource here is our people. You know, we're not a sea harbor. We're not a river or a oil field. That we know of, anyway.
No.
But we have this marvelous natural resource that is brought to us in the lives of people like you, I think, if I may say.
Well, you're very kind.
Who bring their very best to whatever endeavor, and it's our honor to celebrate that here. We get to have these conversations, so it seemed appropriate to me. Now that the legislature has concluded its business, formally speaking, it never ends, but, you know, the session.
At least for a bit, yeah.
Yeah. And what better opportunity do we have on this July 4th to have you share with us some of the observations, some of your reflections on this year's session and kind of whatever you want to go after. We've got 130 new laws.
And some of them were excellent. Yeah. I mean, we really did. I think we did a good job this session, to be honest with you. I know there was a lot of criticism about us having a special session. But in my mind, that's part of the process, and we can get into that a little bit. But I also wanted to speak to your comments about Tallahassee and the people that we have here.
Yeah.
We have people that are kind-hearted and caring and really have created such a community. Mm. I just, you know, I travel around the state, and I don't know, I don't want to do too much comparison, but it is a tremendous community, and it's a community of kind people, caring people, very smart people,
in fact,
and also very talented people. We have a lot of art that goes on here and a lot of music, and I just really feel privileged and honored to be here,
well,
represent these good people, and actually have raised my children here.
Well, there you go. And so many of us have done just that, and then those children go on to create great things. Some of that's happening among us here locally. Some of those kids have moved on to other places around the country, around the world.
But we hope they come back.
But we want them to come back, at least for the holidays.
I've got a daughter, and they do. They do very. Yeah. I have a daughter in New York City, yeah, who's at NYU, and I have one that just graduated from FSU Law School, and she's studying for the bar as we speak, actually. And
we're
very proud of her.
Good for you.
Both of them.
Well, congratulations to your family.
And I have three stepsons who are working and a little bit older than all that, but they're
great
families.
This is the thing. I don't know how you have time for all that you do, but in representing us, those of us in District 9, it seems to me that you carry on with a kind of freshness. I guess that's one of the reasons I enjoy the conversations with you. Even when it comes down to your own party and some of the party politics that gets played, how much of that played into the session this time around? I mean, there was a lot of tension over money and over the Medicare issues and such.
What's interesting is, you know, you're right, and I try to be as nonpartisan as absolutely possible, because once you get elected, you represent all the people,
yeah,
and I've really tried to do that. Mm. And the other thing is I have beliefs that run to the Republican side and beliefs that run to the Democratic side.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm, you know, I've tried to vote my conscience, but also to vote what I think the people of my district would like me to vote. And so these are the kind, and to represent them in questions and in bills that I present that I think would be good for them. But this particular session, the wrangling really was more intra-party in some ways between the Republicans to a certain extent. You had Republican leadership in the Senate and Republican leadership in the House. They had different approaches to health care. And I think that this is where the rubber hit the road this particular session.
Well, that's an interesting observation, in as much as we're seeing a bunch of that, it seems to me, at a national level, mm-hmm, where you have these factions within a given party. The Republicans cannot say, well, we are unified on too many things. You have all this kind of splintering going on.
And let me just make a comment to that.
Right.
I actually think that's better. It's better than being lockstep with your party and forgetting about who you represent at home and what your conscience tells you to do. Those two things should be paramount. In my opinion, party should be third or tertiary.
Yeah.
Really, it's what the Floridians, your district, the folks who elected you, and the United States of America, and then we get to party. And, you know, on this 4th of July, George Washington, if you read his farewell address, he was very clear about being very careful about the vagaries of party.
In fact, we had the pleasure of, and we have with us through the show today, Dr. Benjamin Franklin.
I'm so honored to be in the same company. It's marvelous. Oh, my goodness.
Well, both of you share this legacy of representing the people, to be among those many, many men and women throughout our history who have helped us articulate and then identify what are those principles that are most critical to our way of life and our success and the benefits that we want to bring to everybody.
Well, you've given me the thrill of the day today on July 4th,
yes,
to be compared to or in any way put into the same sentence as Ben Franklin. I am humbled.
I think it's well earned, my friend.
But thank you.
Although he's wearing a three-cornered hat.
I'm not, actually.
And I think you're fine. just the way you are. You
know? Thank you.
But I think that when I listen to those stories that he brings us of some of those same wranglings and this struggle to find a compromised solution, you point out, I think, in your remarks that I've heard you say, compromise is really a good thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, if your eye is on the principles of what's good for the United States, what's good for the ultimate idea of freedom and liberty, we can get at those things in different ways.
Yeah.
And each party, each person, each association, each group out there may have a different ideation of how to get to that.
Yeah.
But we need to compromise on the ways to get to our essential idea of what makes this country tick. And I think that's what the founders of this country kept in mind through all their wrangling. There were passions, there were egos, there were ambitions. But through it all, and I've done a good bit of reading about this. I wouldn't say I was a historian on this or an expert, but Mike and I, my husband and I, we read out loud to one another and very often read the biographies of the founders.
That.
And we've read a great book about the making of the Constitution by a fellow by the name of Beeman that I would really recommend. Last name of Beeman. But in any event, going forward, I think you just have to keep your eye on what's really important, and then compromise becomes a beautiful thing if you can keep that in your mind.
Our guest today, House Representative from District 9, Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda. You are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. She has agreed to stay with us through the entire show today, folks. So I know you're getting your fried chicken and your watermelon ready to go out. Keep me with you, because we're going to have more of this great conversation with this lovely lady. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Sue Semrau, head coach of Florida State women's basketball team.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are in the second hour. Thanks for staying with me. If you've just joined us, be not dismayed. We have more fireworks and watermelon up ahead with our good friend Lloyd Wheeler portraying Dr. Benjamin Franklin. You know, Lloyd, for his part, is an historian, an able actor, someone who makes public appearances on a regular basis. In fact, as of today, he's over in Monticello later today. He'll be over there celebrating with those Jeffersonians in Jefferson County. In fact, in Monticello, where they are celebrating right along with the rest of us, all that is going on for the 4th of July, 2015. By the way, the city doing its part. And I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on that. If you don't know this, Celebrate America is happening over there at Tom Brown Park. And let's see what that schedule is. If you're just kind of getting the blur out of your eyes and trying to figure out what to do for the day, they do have a shuttle, the Star Metro shuttle. So here's the deal. I was going to try to figure out the schedule here for you. So Star Metro will be offering free shuttle rides to Tom Brown Park from the Hartman Building at the Coger Center on Capitol Circle Southeast. Okay, so you go to the Coger Center, you can park there, lots of parking. Then you grab the Star Metro shuttle, and they'll ferry you over there to Tom Brown Park. That starts at 5:30, okay? So, and then you can go from Coger Center over to Tom Brown Park for all the fireworks. Once again, Celebrate America will have a wonderful lineup of activities. They got two stages of entertainment showcasing some of Tallahassee's finest talent. food vendors galore, arts and crafts, lots of exhibitors. There's a naturalization ceremony that'll be pretty momentous, welcoming new citizens to our nation. That's cool. There's a fantastic kids area that includes water slides, pony rides, arts and crafts, games. Come on now. This is all sponsored by the City of Tallahassee Utility Department. Well, my goodness, haven't they had a week? Talk to Michelle Bono late night. When was that? Wednesday night. And she was talking about the prior 48 hours and the city utility crews that have been out dealing with all of the storms from this week past. By the way, folks, if you don't know this, you know, those utility folks work 24/7. But in the face of this kind of damage, she was telling me, Michelle Bono, the communications director for the city, and she was telling me how in most cases when you have a storm of this, of any nature, the kind of thunderstorms that they're used to, you might have, you know, four or five down trees. You might have a couple of telephone poles go down, the power poles. They had a dozen. They had 10 power poles that got snapped that they had to replace. They were dealing with 60. She said normally they'll have maybe 20, but they had 60 trees that were blocking public thoroughfares, public roads. So that's the magnitude of the physical damage, at least in that report. Maybe more so than that, by all counts. But with 30,000 people losing power, and as of late in the week, they were still, I think by Thursday and Friday, they were still dealing with about 10,000 or so still without power. And she was helping me understand better why that happens. Well, because they have to do what amounts to a kind of triage. You know what that means? So when you look at a situation and you got disaster, you deal with the most critical needs first, right? And if, unfortunately, if you're the one person in your whole neighborhood who's without power, you may be one of the last to get served. Because, you know, 5 miles away from you, you got 100 households or maybe 1,000 households, or in this case, you got thousands of households that are without power. And they're going to deal with the most critical first. If you got trees going over power lines, that has to come first. If you got a power pole that's been snapped off, that's got to come first. So it puts everybody else waiting. And in that wait, it's not that they're not working, because she was telling me, man, they were pedal to the metal. They had people working around the clock. And those crews, I mean, they were just exhausted. So a shout out to our good friends with the City of Tallahassee Utilities. And here they are today sponsoring our Celebrate America over there at Tom Brown Park. Here's a couple of reminders for you. Remember that personal fireworks, including sparklers and firecrackers, alcoholic beverages, are not allowed. So don't be doing that. No pets except for certified service animals, be advised. And the dog park at Tom Brown Park will close at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. on July 3rd. And then it'll reopen on July 5th. So no booze, no dogs, no fireworks, okay? Other than that, go and have a great time. Now, you can start your celebration with that in mind. Make sure you have plenty of sunscreen because you will be outdoors all day. Whatever else you may be doing today, if you're going down to the rivers or going down to the beach or you're hanging out at one of the parks, thanks for making us a part of your morning. We had some other announcements going on through the week, one particularly from guest of ours, Rick Miner, who many of you know. He was one of the principals behind the Tallahassee Music Festival most recently, and has achieved a number of other things. He's a former chief of staff to the mayor's office, and he has declared his candidacy. He's going to be running for Tallahassee City Commission, so we look forward to having him back with us soon. He'll be running as a candidate for Tallahassee City Commission Seat 1. The position currently being held by Scott Maddox, and he is chosen to run for Leon County School Superintendent. As you know, we had Scott here a few weeks back, and he was bringing us up to date on some of his ambition. So with Scott Maddox wanting to be our school superintendent. We've got Rick Miner wanting to fill that position as a city commissioner. We will have him in the weeks ahead bring us up to date on his perspective and what he hopes to achieve should he win the nod. Elsewhere, I would point out that we have some other cool things worth celebrating. Did you know about this? The Tallahassee Museum is featuring an exhibit that celebrates the contributions of African Americans in World War II. And this is a particular exhibit that is a traveling exhibition, and it's from the National Museum of Nuclear Science and History. And this opened on July 1st out there at Tallahassee Museum. It features over 40 framed photographs highlighting the effort of black soldiers and military personnel, all of that courtesy of the Tallahassee Museum. So a celebration of freedom going on here at Tallahassee Talks with all kinds of exciting and informative things for you. You stay with me. Coming up, I've got Miriam Dady standing by. Benjamin Franklin is here, and Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook, you know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
We're back and we're celebrating July 4th. Happy Independence Day, my friend. We've got Dr. Benjamin Franklin with us throughout the show today. He's here to keep us attuned to some of the historic and historical facts of the events that transpired. We were talking in the first hour about how the Declaration was actually settled upon. It was composed principally by Thomas Jefferson, but with the assistance of others. I had this article sent to me that talked about the Declaration of Independence, or the history of the Declaration, as one of the greatest marketing campaigns ever launched. I thought that was rather clever, in as much as I've spent the last 35 years of my life in this business of advertising and marketing. What we might say is simply the selling of, or the embracing of, an idea among a population of people. Prior to the signing of the Declaration, prior to the formation of the United States, there was not a democracy anywhere on the planet.
Not a surviving one. There had been other democracies. We think of the Greek culture.
Indeed.
And civilizations. But it did not last long because of what ran into anarchy. And that is one of the differences between the United States or the Americas is, yes, we use democratic principles, but we are a republic. Wow. Our Constitution is written for a virtuous, moral people to act within the law. It is a republic, not a democracy.
I remember Shelby Foote saying at one point that our greatest strength is our ability to compromise, that we find as a people within that republic or republican form of government this ability to give a little, to take a little, and we find a middle ground. That's our genius.
And that is, I think the one thing that actually made us a country, made us a people,
yeah,
was the fact that we are reasonable people.
Yeah.
We can listen to another's ideas, whether we agree or not, but we can find something to come together. As I said to the Congress when we were discussing and forming the Constitution, and I know this is a little bit off the subject, but have you ever seen a carpenter putting together a table? He might have two or three pieces of wood. He puts them together, tries to fit them, and they do not fit perfectly. But he takes some from one, a little from another, a shave here, a tap there, and all the pieces will then come together. It's the sharing of the ideas, being able to give a little bit of one's ideals, accepting a little of someone else's, not totally, because we all have to have our own identities, our own thoughts. Yeah. But when we come together, then we can form a more perfect union. Not absolute perfect union. We are men. We are not infallible. I think throughout time we will see that the American people will make mistakes. But as long as they remember where they came from, what they have to bind together with, the mistakes will equal out.
Yeah.
And I would say that for the future generations, the things that the American people that do right will far outweigh what they have done wrong. Our properties confiscated. We were being hauled off across the sea for trial. On the flimsiest of charges, British officers, custom officers, given blank warrants of assistance where they could go anywhere to anyone's house, anyone's warehouse, anyone's property, kick in the door, look for whatever they want, and no answerability to anyone.
And with that, then comes this turning point in your life in which you decide we cannot any longer abide with this. That was a big moment for you.
That is correct.
Yeah. Folks, I think we have a lot to be thankful for. Certainly with Dr. Franklin with us here today, certainly one of the most revered and recognized
sir.
Of the founding fathers, as we often refer to them, men who themselves, as you said, Dr. Franklin, were full of foibles and weaknesses just like the rest of us. But yet you shared this kernel of truth, this idea that then was expressed in this declaration, fought for, and then finally brought together in the formation, the creation of our Constitution. What a remarkable legacy you have left for us all, sir.
And it was such a wonderful time. Yes, there were hardships. And I did not face those hardships myself, but I think of others that served in the Continental Army and Navy and the depredations that they had to forego, all for the benefit of their fellow citizens. They are the ones, they were the true heroes of our revolution.
And we forget, too, that that Revolutionary War was fought from 1775 all the way to 1783. You know, we are beset with conflicts in our own time, and we have seen wars going on around us in various places that we've been involved in or others that we have watched are involved in. But that was a battle for your own existence, it dragged on.
It was, and we fully realized, those of us that put our signatures to the Declaration, that had we been arrested and caught by the Crown or by the British Army, we knew as we signed our names that we were committing treason, we would have been hung.
Yeah.
And several of my colleagues were captured, not hung, but they were imprisoned. many died paupers, having seen their families and their belongings all destroyed. One gentleman actually had his wife die in his arms because they had to leave their home in the dead of winter.
We salute you, Dr. Franklin,
and
we are grateful to be celebrating this July 4th with you, and thank you for making our show so much more special by sharing your thoughts.
Well, thank you, Brian, and I salute and thank the people of the United States of America. And at times I have to catch myself because I almost said United Colonies, but we are in fact the United States. We are a people.
We are indeed.
And we should be proud of that.
Happy July 4th, everyone. We're going to continue with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny coming up right after this break. Dr. Franklin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and huzzah.
Huzzah.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Kathy Griffin, president of Widden Glass.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are back. We have House Representative from District 9, Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, who for her part in this messy sausage-making process of liberty and Republican democracy and all of this, that is to say that we are a republic. We are representative in the way that we go about the business of caring for this mighty nation that we are, right down to our local neighborhoods. You know, we elect folks who, in that Republican idea, then bring forward those concerns and needs and issues. We've heard Dr. Franklin talk about how even as British citizens, they were denied the rights that they were supposed to have been provided, even under the government at that time. And he pointed out that if you were in violation of the crown, you weren't tried locally. You were put on a ship, and 6 months later, you arrive in England to be tried for some trifle crime, according to them, and not provided the witnesses and such. So that was one gross example of the kind of travesty.
Mistreatment
that was going on. Meanwhile, we here in our time find ourselves still wrestling with that, right? So that everybody has access to adequate representation. Is that for you? Or how is that for you as a representative? What part of that is the most challenging, do you think?
I don't know. There's just keeping focused because I think, once again, representing everybody who elected me, everybody in the district, and balancing that, balancing, and I think all legislators, all people who represent other people in our government wrestle with, or at least all decent people wrestle with, what of my conscience, what of the people that I'm representing, and how much in touch you are with the people you're representing. But, going back to your comments about, our revolution and our freeing ourselves from Mother England, we have always been a little bit different, and I guess I am into American exceptionalism to a certain extent. It's kind of been a thing that's run out of favor from time to time. But, we had that in our sinew to buck the yoke of what England was doing, what the United Kingdom was doing to us. Right. And we bucked it, and then we have a special relationship with them now.
Right.
It's not to say that we did not have lots of death and destruction during the Revolutionary War, but we have certainly come to forgive one another and move on.
It seems to me, too, that you're in the business of not only representing particular ideas and needs and interests of those that you serve in District 9, but you end up being one of those many who ultimately are charged with the perhaps at times unenviable task of selling an idea, selling the idea that this republic, this democracy that we purport to offer the ourselves and the world is worth fighting for, is worth working for, is worth arguing over, is worth whatever it takes. And in that way, if there is exclusivity here, it's not that we are a superior people, but that we do have ideas that we think are superior in that they are the most freeing, the most liberating, the most advantageous for any peoples now or in the future that want to take the same approach. You know, it's a system, right?
It's a system. And I think, you know, I've always thought that that the founders were smiled on by God, because it is a system that works if you have faith in it. Yeah. And it's kind of an interesting...
It is a faith proposition.
It is a faith proposition, because even going back to the immediate, when we had this special session situation, a lot of people came to me and said, oh, ain't it awful? You know, well, no, it's not. It's part of the process of what goes on in compromise. You know, when Speaker Crisafulli said, you know, we need, you know, basically, essentially, he said, cooler heads need to prevail here, let's take a break. That's what happened. And we did get a budget, and we did go forward, and things did happen. Yes, it took a little longer. But, you know, a dictatorship is extremely efficient. You know, and
party's over, guys.
All right, the party's over.
I'm running the party.
My way or the highway. There's no argumentation. There's no wrangling. There's no trying to get to consensus or compromise. And I think that's something we have to remember as Americans, as Floridians, as, you know, folks in District 9, that compromise and consensus takes a while, and it is the process. You know, it's and that's where the founders led us to, and we need to remember that that's part of who we are. And in you know, it's not that we are superior, but we do have a culture that is embedded in us, I think, and was in the founders from the Magna Carta and so on, and even the Romans and the Greeks and moving forward, that we have a real true understanding for the most part, and I don't want to lose that. I want people to remember.
Well, and we certainly have current examples of situations across the world and even within our own country, I suppose, but the most infamous examples of that hardline, uncompromising, vicious sort of opposition to anything that is contrary, right down to beheading somebody because they won't agree with you. They are infidels in that moment. Well, we've seen horrible examples of that within our own culture. What I find remarkable is that we've prevailed and said that may be okay for some. Within their own ranks, they think they're justified. We say, no, you're not. And as a country, we push past that and move forward. We're seeing that played out even now with the whole decision of the Supreme Court regarding gay marriage. What about the whole business of this Confederate flag? We got people divided on that issue. Can compromise come to our aid in that?
I think so. You know, and I was always taught that, you know, my freedom ends where your nose begins. And so if we can kind of remember that and kind of argue, discuss.
It's okay to argue, isn't
it? It is okay. I mean, that's what freedom of speech is all about in the First Amendment, is to be able to argue and to test your own thought process and to test others against the argumentation. That's what the marketplace of ideas and our founders wanted for this country. And frankly, that is what makes us great. Because going back to the dictatorship, if you got a guy that's or a woman that's just saying my way or the highway, there is no vetting of the idea. There's no figuring out whether that idea is a good one or a bad one. So you get to the Confederate flag, you get to you know, some of these other ideas that we're thinking about these days that are hot and heavy right in the news. talk about it, see where it is, and then maybe we can come to some kind of consensus. But if you can't even talk about it, if there is such intolerance in any system that you can't speak your mind or you can't have the freedom of being me and who I am, and until I hit your nose, then I'm then I have a problem. But I have this. I should have this realm of freedom around myself. I think that's what we need to focus on. That's what really, in some ways, what America means to me, and what the 4th of July and what the Declaration of Independence means to me as a person, and what I try to live out in my representation in my
remarkable.
District.
Well, and that's what we're doing here for this 2 hours today. We're celebrating the 4th of July with our good friend and a friend of Florida, House Representative Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda.
I've said that Ben Franklin too,
and we have Ben Franklin, and I say that with a great deal of pleasure, because it is a life that you have chosen. You've done this to yourself. So you have no one to blame.
Indeed.
But I mean, you don't have too many spare moments, and it seems to me that for you to share with us today on this great 4th of July holiday is such a pleasure. Folks, I want you to stay with me. She's agreed. I've got her hogtied here, so she can't go anywhere. She's going to stay with us through the end of the show today. I hope you're enjoying your 4th of July holiday, and thank you for being a part of our audience here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. This portion of the show brought to you by our good friends over there at A Country Rose Florist. So at the last minute, if you're looking for some red, white, and blue flowers, I got a great source for you. AcountryRoseFlorist.com is where you'll find them online. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week, because though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, "I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb." Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
We're back. We're talking with Michelle Ray Winkle Vasalinda. Can you just shorten your name?
I might. It was a nod to my children, because my children are Ray Winkles,
let's show respect.
Some
after
good
all.
Family members like
but
Carl Ray Winkle.
Dimwits
out there,
like
me
just struggle with that sort of thing.
I'm
not very able in that way.
But you know what? I don't take up much space as a person.
So doggone it, absolutely.
So I'm going to take up some space on the board at the big.
Come on, that's right. Well, she is quite that. A person who, for her part, has taken up the cause of us here in District 9 and across this wonderful state of Florida that, by the way, seems to be doing better in terms of its fiscal status.
Yes.
But that has raised the ire of many who have been very critical of the governor. And it's, as we talk about this in this last portion of the show, I'm noticing we have now these 130 new laws. This is by way of Jim Turner out of the Florida News Service. But he goes about giving us this wonderful listing then of all the ways in which you folks have worked hard during this session. One of those having to do with the budget. And as he reports, the spending plan for the fiscal year at $78.2 billion is the largest in state history.
Yeah.
Does that take your breath away?
It does. But we are the third largest state in the nation.
Okay.
And some nations don't have budgets our size.
Okay.
And so, you know, it's a big state and it's very diverse. And we have a lot of issues, and it's a state full of economic development and lots of business. And, you know, God bless the governor. You know, I know that people criticize him. And when you're in power, that's what happens. But let me say something to you. He won the election, and now's the time to work with him. Yeah. And, you know, we have our free speech, and people can criticize, and that's great. But we need to kind of move beyond heavy partisan politics in this and just
get
the job done.
Yeah.
And there's some great laws here, by the way.
Well,
just
tell me about that as you look at it.
Well,
I want to say, too, that, by the way, this funding includes funding for public schools, universities and colleges, agencies of persons with disabilities. Let's not forget our dear friend Paloma Rambana, who got the funding for this GAP. I mean, there's all kinds of good stuff in here.
There's all kinds of good stuff, and there's a rendition of the budget and what Leon County got, which is not in my head right this very minute, but in a newsletter that I'll be sending out.
Oh, very good.
And so we've got what we got in the legislature, what the governor vetoed, and what we ended up with, which I have to tell you is not bad.
Okay.
We should be grateful and blessed. Yes, some people got cut. There is no doubt. But you know what? That's going to happen, and we need to expect that. Mm. I'm pleased with that. But as far as, we did some things for the military. We are going to accept military personnel identification as proof of Social Security. ID. One thing that's very particular for today that I think, and it's a small, teeny, teeny little thing, was that the American flag must be made in the United States.
In America.
Yeah, in America.
Thank
that sounds
you.
Good to me, yeah.
Right.
Law enforcement, we did some very good things there. We've continued to work on human trafficking and sex trafficking.
Right.
And I think that's very good, and I work with Representative Spano on that, and he's been very very fortunate to get some good bills passed. So we've done a whole host of things. And, speaking about Ben Franklin, who was Ben here, he has said that beer is proof that God loves us.
Indeed.
And we did something with regard to craft beer this year.
That was awesome. Absolutely. And here we are on the 4th of July. If we're not drinking beer today, what are we doing?
Be safe, but drink in moderation.
Drink in moderation.
Yeah,
but now you can have a 64-ounce beer container known as a growler and get them filled up at the breweries. I think that's great.
It's exactly right.
Yeah.
So
okay.
We've done some really, really, I think, some very fine things for the state of Florida.
What are you most proud of in this session? What was the stuff that really, I know you were probably disappointed in some things you were trying to move forward. There were some frustrations. What were the highs and lows for you?
There's so many things. We are allowing state workers to adopt children with some incentive, which I think that's a great thing for adoption. I think that's a really, really good way to start solving problems. Some of this stuff is kind of serious for the day, but, to allow children who are being abused by adults to be able to have a waiver to record anything that they hear so that they can use it as evidence. Those things are small things, seemingly, but they can be very huge when you see a case that was thrown out because of that. Those are some things that we need to remember. The human trafficking and the sex trafficking stuff that we've done and holding folks accountable who procure those kinds of services and making the laws stricter for them, that's something that that I'm proud of as well. And that I think goes across the board for a lot of things. There's another thing that my good friend Representative Wood made a tremendous speech on, and it's the right to try. When you or a family member have a terminal illness, you may now try different kinds of drugs without all the bureaucratic wrangling. And I think that was something that he made a tremendous speech on, and he's a good Republican colleague about that. And so that's a freedom bit.
And that brings up the question of medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
How did that all play out?
Well, we didn't do anything with medical marijuana at this point. We're still moving through that. It's a difficult and sort of...
What's so difficult about
it? I don't know. I don't know what's so difficult. To be honest with you, there goes my impatience. But this right to try thing, I say this bill, I think gives people the right to do some of that, I think, to work in that arena with medical marijuana. You know, some of the states around the nation have legalized marijuana. And I think that, you know, I have a bill, so it's out there. Right. So I might as well talk about it, to legalize marijuana, because it is an herb that God gave us, and we just need to be very careful about it. Mm. It is something that people believe cures disease. I have a dear friend in the legislature who I won't mention because I don't know that he wants this out there, but he has said to me that he believes in the Bible that marijuana is specifically mentioned. Mm. I also have a colleague who has five sons, worked in law enforcement, and said he never arrested anybody who did a violent act while on marijuana. And so I'm just
saying, as opposed to alcohol.
As opposed to alcohol. And we have far too many young people in prison and using up prison resources.
Mm-hmm.
Because of being put into prison because of dealing or and I don't think go out of deal, but to possession of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a problem. We need to make sure that we are doing this correctly, but we need to move forward.
Well, there we are. Folks, this is why we have Ray Winkle Vasalinda with us today, because this woman has this wealth of understanding about things like human rights and liberty and the Declaration of Independence that we celebrate today on July 4th, an able spokeswoman for all of us, I think, and not only in District 9, but across the state and across the country. Folks, this is a person we need to stay in tune with. So if you're not getting her newsletter, you need to do that, because I've read that newsletter. It's got a lot of good stuff in there.
Thank you.
And it helps me stay abreast of not just those issues that are pertinent to your activity, but for the legislature and for the state of Florida. So that's all we have today. The fireworks are going off as we speak somewhere. And I want to make sure that you know we very much appreciate the fact that you've tuned in celebrating our nation's independence here on this July 4th. Our thanks to Representative Michelle Ray Winkle.
Happy 4th of July, everyone. Be safe.
A wonderful day. Thank you, friends. We will see you again next Saturday morning right here at 9 o'clock for another edition of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising here in Tallahassee. Our associate producer, executive director, is Carl Cerny. I'll be looking for you next Saturday morning. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Hey, we're checking in with Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing today? It's an awesome setup here at Truck and Car Concepts. You come in here, it's your one-stop shop. You can get it all taken care of. Window tinting, pinstriping, graphics, you name it, Truck and Car Concepts does it. And we've also got those bolt-on accessories that make the truck look nice. We've got grill guards, we've got brush guards, stainless steel Nerf bars, lifetime warranty on those. And again, the spray-in bed liner is going to make it worth your while.
Talking about putting a few of these things on there, and you're going to increase the value of that vehicle.
Well, you will, and not only are you going to do that, but you're going to make it look nice. It's going to customize it for your own personality and your own wants and needs. Some guys like it jacked up. We also do lowering kits.
There's only one place in town's going to be able to truck it up then.
That's right. That's Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. Come on, say it with me. 656-8800. 800.